This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Elise Kuznets. Kuznets was born on July 13, 1966, in Baldwin, New York. She earned her BA from the University of New Mexico and her MFA from Syracuse University. She went on to receive her PhD from the University of Edinburgh, where she specialized in feminist and postcolonial British literature. Published widely in a variety of international literary journals, including The New Yorker and Orion, she is the author of The Gravity of Falling, Small Hours, as well as Angel Bones. She also co-wrote Vox Humana, which was set to music by the Buffalo Symphony Orchestra. Kuznets won the T.S. Eliot Award, and from 2001, she was a professor of English at Valencia College in Orlando, Florida. In 2010, she and fellow poet Brian Turner were married. Shortly after this happy event, Kuznets was diagnosed with breast cancer, and after a long, hard fight, she passed away on September 13, 2016. I don't often bring my own life into the show, but I'm going to make an exception here. Elise was a friend, not just to me, but to many writers across America. She is missed, and the world is a little poorer without her. Today's poem comes from Elise's final collection. It's called The Mellified Man. As she was nearing the end of her fight with cancer, she wrote poem after poem after poem. She turned to creation and art. Several poets across the country knew that she was doing this, and we dropped whatever we were doing to offer feedback on her drafts. When she sent this particular poem to me by email, I remember reading it and not finding any way that I could make it better. To be mellified is to steep a body in honey, to mummify it in sweetness. It was once believed that a body soaked in honey, a body stored and coffined in honey, could, after a century or so, become a type of confectionery that could cure the sick. Bits of mellified corpse were said to offer miraculous healings. Put another way, it is the idea that the dead, over time, can heal the living. There are many poems Elise wrote that I'm a fan of. This is just one of them. I'm also pleased to say that it's debuting here on Poetry from Studio 47. It's making its entrance into the world here for the very first time. This is The Mellified Man by Elise Kuznets. For months, the chosen one ate only honey, until his tears, his sweat, became pure honey, his grave a beehive, a golden queen enthroned upon his tongue. After a century, the man's name forgotten, his flesh, blood, and bones given to sweetness, his combed hands sealed with amber, priests would split the aurate casket, then break off small pieces of him to feed the sick, who'd miraculously recover. It was said if you held a morsel up to your ear, you could hear the faint hum of a god.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.